Dandy, how can you sum up a game like that?
It wasn't a classic, I'll be honest with you. There was lots of huff and puff out there. I think both teams defended very, very well. As teams in snuffed each other out, which sometimes happens.
Can you sort of remember a game where defences seemed so on top at both ends, because both looked so solid?
Yeah, they did, yeah. We couldn't open them up and they couldn't open us up. I think we had a couple of half chances. They had a shout for a penalty early doors. We had a shout for a penalty late doors, and it just seemed to be a very, very even game, Andy, and sometimes you get those games.
Do you think either of them were penalty shouts or sort of muted shouts?
No, I don't think either was a penalty, if I'm honest. I think you'd be very disappointed if you were the opposing manager and that was given against you. So, yeah, I've got no problem with that.
And the three centre-halves dealt with and the whole team, but you think of the likes of Jamie Cureton, very, very quick and a lot of movement the way Dagenham played. But in the first half, you weathered that, and the second half looked comfortable.
Yeah, I was pleased with the shape of the team again and the professionalism and the solidity. Obviously, you know, I think our players tonight, let's call it the workers in the team, have all played very, very well. Your flair players tonight that you're looking to maybe open the door have struggled a little bit, and that's no criticism of them. Sometimes it's like that, you know, and they've all put in a shift as a team, but unfortunately we couldn't unlock the door.
Yeah, that's the positive, the defensive side. But I know we've talked before about the goals haven't been going in, but the chances have been coming. But tonight, it's hard to think of a chance.
Yeah, no, there wasn't many chances tonight at either end. As you said, Andy, both teams cancelled each other out. And, as I said at the opening of the interview, it wasn't a classic. You know, sometimes you have to take the point, and it didn't happen for us in the final third tonight. In the previous two games, it has. We've created lots of chances. But tonight, we didn't create enough, and that's the one thing that we'll be looking to improve on.
Do you think, given both sides having excellent wins on Saturday, that both come here accepting a point is a decent result tonight?
Any point away from home is always a good result, but we didn't come here for a point. We came here to try and win the game. You know, it was the same team as the last game, only one change from the game before at Wickham when we created a host of chances, you know, and we did the same against Hartlepool on Saturday. So there was no change in mentality or change in thinking. It was go again. And we looked very solid again as a unit, but unfortunately tonight it didn't happen for us in the final third.
And there wasn't just the link up there between Tubbs and Taylor. We've seen shoots of a possible partnership, but tonight they weren't on the same page, really.
I don't know if they weren't on the same page. I thought they both worked their socks off, to be honest with you. It's not just them. You can talk about service, you can talk about all sorts of things. But as a team tonight, we didn't function attacking well enough, and we know that. But it's another point. It's three unbeaten. It's three clean sheets on the bounce now, and we're pleased with that. And we need to build on that now for Exeter Saturday.
Hey, Jed Wallace and Matt Tubbs both brought off either carrying Knox, or was that just a selection?
No, selection with Jed. Like I said, it didn't happen for him tonight, unfortunately. He tries different things, doesn't he, Jed? That's the type of player he is, and sometimes they come off, sometimes they don't. Tonight it didn't, so I just fancied a change in there. I spoke to Gary and Paul about the changes on the bench, and they agreed, and we went with Nigel in there to try and freshen it up a little bit. And then Tubbsy has got a whack at the end. I was about to make that change anyway, because I think he'd worked so hard, he was absolutely done for, Tubbsy. So West Carr was due to come on anyway, but he's got a minor, not Tubbsy. I think he'll be fine for the weekend.
Just a final one. James Dunn's been on that tightrope. He's had a couple of games where there's been that discipline. There are a couple of times where he could have made a challenge tonight and didn't. Have you spoken to him? Is there something you said?
Of course, I spoke to him at the start of the season, and he's still got 9 bookings, Andy. So there's an argument he should have 10, but there you go. Of course, I've spoken to him. I know it's coming, and I say to him after every game, "Well done, you didn't." You know, we have a bit of a joke about it, but. No, look, he's. I don't want him. I still think he was tigerish in there, and I still think he did what he does very well, James. But I think he's learning, and he knows the next one. He's obviously going to have a couple of games out, and we're expecting it. If he gets through, I'll be amazed. But hopefully, he can.